KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's cloudy and 53 degrees in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Jeff Behrens of Stifel Investments. Our forecast for today, cloudy skies, an 80% chance of showers and occasional thunderstorms, a high around 62. In the news, a Western Iowa teen faces numerous arson charges. Officials of the Iowa Department of Public Safety report 19-year-old Cody William Cates of Missouri Valley was arrested April 16th on 3 counts of arson in the second degree. The charges stem from an investigation into 3 separate fires set to a vacant residence at 1003 Granite Street in Missouri Valley. Cates was being held in the Missouri Valley Jail. Officials say the first fire occurred at about 1:12 a.m. on October the 4th of 2014. The second fire occurred at around 3:24 p.m. on October 9th of that year. And the third fire occurred at about 9:57 p.m. on October 10th of 2014. The combination of the 3 fires caused extensive damage to the home. Missouri Valley Police Department and State Fire Marshal's Office continue to investigate several other possible arson fires that have occurred in the Missouri Valley area over the past 2 years. They include an explosion at a vacant house that occurred east of Missouri Valley on October 27th, numerous large hay bales set on fire in several locations outside of Missouri Valley on October 31st, and a vacant house fire at 105 West Superior Street in Missouri Valley on March the 7th of this year. Anyone with information about those fires is asked to call the Missouri Valley Police Department at 712-642-2736, the State Fire Marshal's Office, or the Harrison County Sheriff's Office, or even the arson hotline at 800-532-1459. A reward is being offered for information leading to an arrest and conviction from the Arson Reward Fund. A Western Iowa teenager is dead while another escaped injury during a crash Wednesday evening in Guthrie County. The Iowa State Patrol said Thursday 17-year-old Zachary Meacham of Guthrie Center died at the scene of the crash that happened at around 7:10 p.m. Wednesday north of Guthrie Center. The teen was not wearing a seatbelt. Patrol says that Meacham was traveling north on Oak Avenue in a pickup truck when, for reasons unknown, he crashed the vehicle through a barricade that had been set up in 2014 because a bridge over Brushy Creek had been removed. The pickup plunged over the edge of the missing bridge and crashed nose first into the creek below before coming to rest on its top, submerged in the water. An unidentified passenger in the pickup was able to escape and run for help. When the pickup was turned over, Meacham's body was found inside. Guthrie County Sheriff Marty Argenbright said the bridge had been removed last year after it collapsed when a tractor traveled over it. The crash remains under investigation. A man from Dallas County was injured during a rollover accident Thursday afternoon in Guthrie County. The Iowa State Patrol says 18-year-old Ricardo Samuel Alanis Cazares of Dawson, who was wearing his seatbelt, was transported by Panora Fire and Rescue to the Dallas County Hospital following the crash that happened around 12:30 p.m. Cazares was traveling north on Guthrie County Road P-28. At the intersection with 270th Street, P-28 curves west and then back north. The 2004 Dodge Caravan Cazares was driving went across the southbound lane and onto the southbound shoulder at the curve. Cazares overcorrected, causing the van to roll over and come to rest upright in the east ditch. Authorities in Adams County say 3 separate 911 calls about a possible drunk driver Thursday afternoon resulted in a traffic stop and an arrest. 43-year-old Ronald Chester Kingery Jr. of Corning was arrested at around 3:50 p.m. at Highway 148 and 6th Street in Corning. Kingery Jr. was charged with OWI first offense and brought to the Adams County Jail. A traffic stop in Audubon County Thursday morning resulted in a man being arrested on alcohol charges. The Audubon County Sheriff's Office, a 23-year-old Michael Todd Sontag of Exira, was pulled over in Exira at around 12:15 a.m. Thursday and charged with OWI first offense. Sontag was brought to the Audubon County Jail and held until appearing before the magistrate and then released. A man who was arrested Monday night for violating a no-contact order was arrested again Thursday evening on the same charge. Red Oak police say 45-year-old Mark Douglas Bergeron of Red Oak was taken into custody at around 5:30 p.m. Thursday on an active warrant out of Mills County for violation of a no-contact order. Bergeron was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $300 bond. And in our funeral announcements this morning, Jim Fuller, age 67, of Manila, died Monday at the Manning Regional Health Care Center. Funeral services for Jim Fuller will be today at 10:30 at the United Church of Manila. Odie Funeral Home in Manila has arrangements. Michael Moeller, age 37, of Griswold, died Monday at the Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. Services for Michael Moeller will be today at 11 a.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Odella Roof, age 88, of Adair, died Sunday at the new homestead in Guthrie Center. Services for Odella Roof will be today at 11 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Adair has arrangements. Marie Butler, age 89, of Guthrie Center, died Tuesday at the Guthrie County Hospital. Funeral services for Marie Butler will be today at 11 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has arrangements. Eunice Dreher, age 100, of Winterset and formerly of Atlantic, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Eunice Dreher will be today at 2:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Ramona Woolsey Smith, age 87, of Chandler, Arizona, and formerly of Atlantic, died April 16th. Funeral services for Ramona Smith will be held tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Jim Young, age 79, of Atlantic, died Saturday in Sun City West, Arizona. Funeral services for Jim Young will be held Monday at 10 a.m. at the Evangelical Free Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic has arrangements. Wilbur Bud Woodward, age 97, of Atlantic and formerly of Lewis, died Tuesday at the Cass County Hospital. A celebration of life service for Bud Woodward will be held Tuesday at 10:30 at the United Congregational Methodist Church in Lewis. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. C. Clifford Christensen, age 88, a longtime Washington Township resident, died Monday at the Community Living Center of the Phoenix VA Hospital. A memorial service for C. Clifford Christensen will be held later at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. And Edith Perry, age 97, of rural Greenfield, died Thursday at Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Edith Perry are currently pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Our news was brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.